Theodora Thomason Edwards. My mom. She was born in Staten Island, New York. Go to the next picture. After she was born, my mother was, my grandmother was terribly homesick. So 2 years after my mom was born, shortly after my mom was born, they went back to Norway. She took my mother, her sister, and my uncle. This is right after they had come back to the United States after they had been in Norway for 2 years. So you see my grandmother looks tired and kind of sad. She had a tough time being in the United States. She really loved Norway and she wanted to stay there. But she eventually stayed in the United States and raised her family there and was doing much better. My family was very involved in a Norwegian-speaking evangelical free church on Staten Island. And that was their life. Their all of their family activities, everything, came around this church group. And they loved the Lord and they learned more about the Lord. They spoke Norwegian together. And that was their community. And that's where, next one, that's where my mother met my father, Max Evanson, Ellen Harry Max Evanson. It's the love of her life. And they were married. We get to the next one. Shortly after that, that's my mom. I wore the same wedding dress.
I didn't.
But they were married, and then cried 11 months after they were married. They were blessed with twin girls. Didn't know that they were going to have twins until the second one was arriving. So then, 10 years later, my brother was born, and then 7 years later, I was born. And that's me with my mom. She was born when she had me, and that was a big surprise. My sisters were 18. They were graduating from high school when I came to school, so as you can imagine, it was a big surprise to my mom, but I'm so very thankful for my mom. So just to show you the next picture, that's my family. A number of years ago, that's my brother, my identical twin sisters, and my mom and myself, to give you an idea. So here at Cherrydale, my parents started coming here at Cherrydale in the mid-1950s, before we were even in this building. So to give you a little bit of history about Cherrydale, they came here through Pastor Jackson, who kind of took my parents in. They had moved 7 times in 9 years, I think it was, and so Pastor Jackson and his wife took them in, and then they grew here at Cherrydale. My mom was very involved in missions, Bible study. She loved it here at Cherrydale. She would have been thrilled to have been a part of this group. She loved encouraging moms. She also did a thing on Friday mornings. They used to go to a place called DC Village, which was a run by the district, but it was a nursing home for indigent women. And they used to go on Friday and have church services. And my mom used to come home like exhausted, but seeing the saddest of sad things, but loving the fact that they could share Christ with these women. It's really exciting. But I wanted to talk about my mom to honor her today. The three things that marked her life. Number one, she loved Jesus. She loved Jesus. She loved to read the Bible. She loved Christian music. She loved Christian speakers. She loved Jesus. That marked her life. Number two, she loved her family. She loved my dad like no other. She loved her children. She loved her grandchildren. She really, her family was so important to her, and that was her goal in life, was to serve her family. And the third one, she loved her community. She loved her neighbors. We were always having neighbors over, always having women over. My sister told me a story about how my mom, when they lived in Pennsylvania, she had a neighbor whose husband wouldn't allow her to read the Bible. And she would come over to my mom's house during the day while her husband wasn't home, and my mom would read the Bible to her. But she reached out. We always had missionaries at our house. We always had people coming to our house. She loved to share Christ, and she loved to just be there for people. She loved that. My mom was a prayer warrior. My mom just prayed always for us. It was such an encouraging thing. After I graduated from high school, I kind of went through a tough time. I knew the Lord, but I had a tough time. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to be my own person. And my mom loved me through that time. She prayed for me all the time. And she used to say to me, you can't ride the fence, but she would love me and not yell at me. But she loved me through that time, and I knew her prayers certainly ministered to my life. My mom passed away in 2007, and my sister tells a story of when she was on her deathbed, actually, the night before she died. She continually repeated her 4 children's names over and over again. And I believe she was praying for us to the very last time. On your table, there's a verse 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares or anxieties on him, for he cares for you. My mom, I'm not trying to claim my mom to be a perfect woman, because she certainly wasn't, and she'd be the first person to tell you that. She did struggle terribly with worry and anxiety. And this was a verse I know that she held very closely to her heart, because it was such a struggle for her. And so I encourage you all to remember that as we cast our cares on him, he cares for us. He knows everything about us. And he's there to love and support us at all times. I encourage you to put this on your fridge. Put it on your mirror. Put it somewhere you can be reminded of what Christ has done for us and how much he loves us. The reason why I'm speaking today, on February the 3rd, today is my mom's 100th birthday. And so I wanted to honor my mom as a godly woman. And again, not to put her up as a perfect, perfect woman, she wasn't. But she was one who honored God, and she prayed for her family fervently. And I want to encourage us as moms to pray for our children. I want to tell you firsthand how my mom supported our family and prayed for us and loved us. And I want to cheer us all on to do the same thing for our families. This last picture is my whole family. That's my 2 years before my dad died. Lindsay had just thrown up. She had and actually, I'm not very happy because I think she was bit by her pop-up and her cousin Peter being out on it. this was one of the last times my whole family was together before my dad died. But that was probably one of the happiest days for my mom. It was her 50th wedding anniversary. And she loved her family so very much. But I do just want to encourage you as moms to pray for your children, to love your children, and to remember the illustration that God loves us so very much. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, I encourage you to talk to someone today, to share your concerns. Let us pray for you. Let us be with you. I just wanted to reach out and share with you about this. So let's pray. God, I thank you so much for this time. I thank you for my precious mom. God, I thank you for the gift that you gave to me, God, and I thank you for just the memories that I have. Lord, I pray that we would remember that we can always count on you, and we can always turn to you, Lord, and we can lift our families, our children up at all times, and put our hope in you and our trust in you, Lord. And I thank you so much for all that you've done, and thank you for this group, and I thank you for those women that have gone before us that have set the stage here at Cherry Hill, Lord, to be a lover of family, mostly a lover of you, God, and the church that encourages that and builds that up. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. In your name, amen.